The United States House of Representatives has passed a bill that calls for official actions against China over its treatment of Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities. The House approved the Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act by a vote of 407-1 on Tuesday. The bill requires the American president to condemn China's abuses against Muslims. It also calls for China to close mass detention camps in the western Xinjiang region. And the measure urges the U.S. to order restrictions on Chinese officials considered responsible for the mass detentions. China on Wednesday warned that the legislation could harm U.S.-China relations. It described the bill as an attack on China and demanded that the United States keep it from becoming law. An estimated 1.8 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs, and other Muslim ethnic minorities have been detained in China's so-called re-education camps since 2017. China says it is not detaining Uyghurs and others against their will. It describes the camps as job training centers meant to reduce extremism and teach new skills. The U.S. Senate passed a similar bill in September. The two measures will be combined, and the House and Senate will vote on that final document. If it passes, the measure will go to President Donald Trump for consideration. The White House has not said whether Trump would sign or veto the bill. The Uyghur Human Rights Project, an advocacy group, praised the vote and urged quick enactment of the bill. The group called it an important message to China that the international community is not ignoring the crimes against humanity taking place. The House approval of the Uyghur bill comes less than 1 week after Trump signed separate human rights legislation on Hong Kong. That measure expresses support for pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. China answered that measure with a ban on U.S. military, ship, and aircraft visits to Hong Kong. It also strengthened restrictions on several U.S.-based non-governmental organizations, including Freedom House and Human Rights Watch. Observers say China's answer to the passage of the Uyghur bill could be even stronger. On Wednesday, reporters asked Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hua Chunying whether the Uyghur bill could affect trade talks between the United States and China. Negotiators continue to work on a deal to end the 16-month trade war between the countries. Do you think if America takes actions to hurt China's interests, we won't take any action? Hua answered. I think any wrong words and deeds must pay the due price. I'm Ashley Thompson.